Blog Talk Radio.
Timothy Oliphant, author of the book Bamboozled, Siege by Lies, but Never a Sinner. I can tell you this, that let's say express it in the way of your and mine view of the human world. I'm talking about the earth and the surface we are walking on. Talk about the human world. And do you think there is a way to understand the human world without you read world history textbook? I say, no, you can't. And I withdraw from my own experience growing up a child to Christian parents. And I want to be a part of the church from about age seven. Now, when I put forth the question to you, can anyone understand the human existence without getting the knowledge of it from world history? World history embodies or come to us in several different sources. All right? You have it written on tablet, you have it written on stone, and then we have the history book, the world history textbook. Like, for example, the National Geographic World History. You have the Prentice Hall World History Textbook. That's what I mean, right? You may know some other brands. They, as far as I'm concerned, like the two that I mentioned to you, they cover the same basic issues concerning the past. Because it's a general information that is expressed in a different form, but it is still the same subject matter. Like Chinese or Chinese in any one of these books and tell you the fact about them. My personal experience of the human world did not realize until I was, say, about almost 60 years of age. That is within the time that I learned to read above fourth grade level. And the reason why I am expressing this to you is because the things that I've been looking in concerning human existence and the humanity of the time, the current time, how world government exists at this present time. And whenever I think about the human existence and what I have read happen, coming, let's say, going back I read about, you know, like 3.5 million to, you know, I don't know if it went up to 4, but I've heard it mentioned, but I can't say that I see in the book. I am more certain I see like 3.5 million years ago, almost 4 million years ago, where uncivilized humankind existed. And they call it that form of humanity, hominid. I'm correct about that, right? Not humanid, but hominid. Let me make sure that I am correct. Make sure I am correct about it. Yes, hominid, the youngest human existence, is the hominid. Now, did they talk? think about what I'm saying to you, because you're going to be faced with, you know, if you care about more than eating and drinking and sexing and all that kind of things. And let's say if you are a believer in the Bible, Christian Bible, that's a very serious thing. If you believe in the Bible, that's a part of the problem with human existence at the current time. And it has been for a few thousand years now. No civilized person is to believe in the Bible. And there are some good things when you go turn the pages in the Bible, like, you know, some words from some author that they call need not believe in the prophets like it's in the Bible. I'm not saying that there cannot be people who foretell things. I am talking about in the context about believing that start with God. You know, before you believe into anything prophet says, you need to know about the God of the Bible. Because I did believe in the God of the Bible from a child. I was reading to know anything. So my parents believed it, and then I didn't have enough sense of question. I just believed it too. And to my chagrin, I was very disappointed when I began to read and understand stuff for myself and not believing anything, get to know the facts of something. Because belief is not a function for a person who wants to have knowledge. Now, and if you want to be at peace with what you believe concerning anything, you need to get to know that thing first. Don't start believing it and you didn't know. Well, what I'm saying is against the church. It's against Christianity. And so, it's supposed to be. Nobody is supposed to believe in the Bible and a spirit God. Nobody that is civilized. The only people that I know in the human development is the Homo erectus. And we know European people that is identified as white people. You know, I mean, for identity, we say white people. In today's world, we call European people white people, Caucasian and so, Proto-Indo-European. You know, a lot of things about white people. But what I find interesting, when I began to read World History textbook, which is not too long ago, like maybe 3-4 years ago, just remember, I was born and raised into the Sodomite culture overtaking of the some of the African people. When I began to read and understand the vast knowledge concerning civilization of the world and all the different people in the world, it was surprising to me that what is said about the white people of Europe coming from Homo erectus offspring and interbreed with Neanderthals, and then eventually now something serious happened that I could not imagine, and so do a lot of people who come from civilized origin, like the many groups of the same African hybrid culture, Homo sapiens sapiens. We are coming from the same blood culture, and we are the first civilized people, not the first human people, but the first civilized people. That's a fact. Now, when I talk about something like this, I just wonder why nobody ever pick up the phone and call to talk about that. And that's not good, because I grew up in the church believing, just like everybody else, and see myself as a Christian too. But it is after, you know, after I was 27 years of age, I began to read and understand a lot more things than I used to. I begin to now able to formulate a logical view of human development from scratch. So we come and find a world of people living different places, you know, whichever country we are living in, people are living all over that country, right? And we come and see a school system, hospital, and, you know, a lot of other institutional things. But clearly, when you don't read the history, your mind is very narrow about the knowledge of people and what is what. If you don't read the history, all you're going to do is go and get a job and eat and drink and, you know, find a companion and something like that. Raise some children. But you just won't have the actual information about people in the various different ways that we are supposed to understand humanity. And civilization is like the peak, because once you have read the history, you understand human civilization. Well, the history textbook don't tell you about church. It doesn't set up any church as church being a place for us to go. It doesn't set up any place. If you don't read, you know, there is nothing set up for us to understand. Like, what is civilization? Now, you probably think you know what civilization is, but have you read about it? What civilization is? You think that everybody's civilized, but that's not true. And it is especially difficult for us to know what exactly is civilization. And we are in a very big dilemma, says history. And one of the way for you to begin to think about what is civilization. And do you think the church is a civilized institution? Well, you may think it's easy to answer, but you're going to have BC and AD, Anno Domini, Latin in the era of our Lord. You have these two identification of time that you need to know about. And if you don't know, about it, I'm sorry, I don't like to shock you or anything like that, but I have to tell the truth. You're not thinking civilized if you have never read about civilization in prehistory. You have to have a sense of prehistory, because what they call the modern world, you better not read anything originate by the white people then, who say they own everywhere. I'm having a very, very serious problem with what I discover in history, and to understand what is civilization, when did it start, because there is the tendency to think that you're born seeing civilized people around. And in what you view, who on earth not civilized? And that answer is, that answer came to me when I turned almost 60 years of age or so. I'm reading and discover deeply about the Bible, Genesis creation story. Nobody at all. It was too difficult, even though I have heard some people speak of a difference between Christianity and, let's say, to be of some kind of institution that speak of black people. But it's never so edifying when you hear people speaking from a handle or from a perspective where the basic truth about civilization, it doesn't come out right. And it's difficult to get a full grasp of what some, whatever some people understand and trying to get it across. Because, for example, Christianity, I grew up with the view of the church that my parents go to, and there are some other different Christian church around. And then I get to understand that there are many Christian denominations. And, based on the way people are to be taught civilized knowledge, it cannot come through that medium where you have the Christian church and all sorts of different denominations that everybody, some of these church Christian institutions don't bother with some of their own peers, different denominations, and they condemn some of their own denomination, which are, church institutions. So what I'm saying to you is this: until I began to read, did I get a full reading knowledge of what civilization is and who is civilized from who is not. Right? And you may be thinking that it's impossible to go the way I am saying it. But I'm talking about what I've read. Now, and you don't have any grounds to say it cannot go the way I go, unless you can tell me that you read the same general world history textbook that I read, and it doesn't say what I'm saying. That's the only way I will accept anybody lending their view about what I'm saying. Because we cannot come from, books that are not approved. The book that we read as history book, world history book, must be a certified world history textbook by academic consultants and teacher reviewers. Otherwise, you don't get it. You don't even know what the church is that you're in, except believing that God that ruled the world is what the Bible is talking about. That is not true. You see what I mean? The human world is so screwed up, really, that unless you dedicate to read world history textbook that transcend all the foolishness before you are able to have clean, accurate information. That's the fact. Because now, if I begin to tell you, give you a little narrative about what I have read, where we are coming from as human beings, whether or not classified as civilized or uncivilized human beings, right? Because that's really what the structure of humanity is. You have uncivilized human beings and you have the civilized ones, right? And the civilized ones are hybrid, African hybrid, with all of the ethnic groups together. You've got to know that. If you don't know that, you don't know what you're thinking, and you're just living until you're dead. But you don't know the you don't have the knowledge of the full human civilized world. And you think what's going on is okay. And you look at the churches and think like, oh, it's a good feature. Everybody needs to go to church and stuff like that. You're looking at church like it is a good utopian thing. And that's not true. Because church did not exist under BC. How about that? You see what I mean? How did we come to think that church is a good thing and it did not exist under BC? BC era. Because all of us are familiar with BC when referring to things before Christ and before AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. When you're referring to time or to anything back beyond AD and Adamani, which is the Christ time, Christ, the sodomite, bogus time, fraudulent time, the time of AD and Adamani is Roman Catholic Church time, right? And they have different type of name, right? They might talk about the Middle Ages and all kinds of stuff that these sodomite faggots come in and destroy the world with civilization. And so that you know, I'll read something to you that you have to pay attention to it, and you have to decide whether or not this Tim Alger guy here is talking rubbish. And I say, the Christ time, the AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord time is rubbish, uncivilized, and clearly something to be burned up, throw out the ashes and stuff like that of Christianity, because there's nothing true in real history before AD and Adamani about Christianity. And look around. Do you feel comfortable with that? Because if you don't have the church, what do you have? You have, you tell me what you think of it. Call me and tell me, what do you think would be left in the world if the church is obliterated? How would you think and feel without the churches around? Not churches, because the church is one. According to the Bible, Jesus Christ came and set up the church with 12 disciples and stuff like that. Like that. And say, go into all the world and preach the gospel on the hen, before the hen comes. Or until the hen comes. Right? So, I am saying to you, call me and tell me, how would you feel if the churches, I keep on saying the plural, if the church, meaning all the facets of the church together, is dissolved, there's none of them left tomorrow, how would you feel? And what do you think would be left if you dissolve all of the church? If you dissolve the church, Christianity, which include Christian church, the Christian, the Islam, Muslim, and Judaism. Yeah. What do you think would be left? All right. Call me and tell me about it. 347-850-1358. Listen. If you know this, I talk in a way that somebody must get too tired to listen to what I'm saying. And if there is tiredness on the part of the people who just think that I probably talk around in a circle every day about the same thing, all right. I talk this way because you know what? There's a whole bunch of people in the world, and you have a lot of choices to choose from who you're going to listen to or who you do not listen to. All right. As far as I'm concerned, whoever listens to me, listen because I don't do anything to entice anybody to listen to me, except if I'm saying something and they get hooked on the fact that I am a logical person. I am a person who is very contrite, a person who is very sympathetic to other people, and really have a sad heart for people who are having a hard time. And a whole lot of people are having a hard time. And I am in lamentation all the time. And I am a person who want to be the best conditioned person internally and physically too. However, I'm emphasizing on the spiritual part of me. Because I find it is the best thing for my life. You see, I have an expectation to experience greater enlightenment and to live until, you know, I don't know anything else, I'm gone. For right now, I'm alert. And I want to reach a higher level, a higher frequency of life in general. But my realization is taking me through a lot of experiences that I want to overcome, certain thoughts and feelings that bothers me. And I want to think that I'm getting better. I can't give up on the things that I have read and identify as the truth to hold on to. I cannot throw away those things, because what would I do? If I do that, I would spoil. Just get spoiled. Right? And I don't want to get back into my spoiled state of mind when I didn't know anything. When the world didn't mean anything to me because I didn't know enough about it to think in very meaningful way. No. I haven't seen anybody that I recall seem to have that higher level and understanding of the world that we are in. And I see too much of our human time going to waste. But I can tell you that if you're going to church and you're satisfied with what you hear in church, it doesn't matter, I can tell you the opposite. As being in church, like, say, half a century or so, and I've not found the virtue of life, but rather a burden. I have a burden. And whereas I come to understand certain things about life and the way my mind should penetrate that type of knowledge, and, you know, I live and go to sleep and feel all right, and there are certain things that don't make me feel all right when I think about that, you know, and therefore I want to live more peaceful, more triumphant. Just one moment. Thank you for your patience. All right. I try to make what I'm saying personal. And personal, by saying personal, I mean we as people, I observe that we have been suffering from not having certain basic knowledge about life. And since I have been through years, many years of my early, you know, teenage and adult time, I realize how much we are cheated out of that basic knowledge that we are to have. And one of the problems I see we all suffer from is the bias disposition we develop because of what we are exposed to. You see, it shouldn't be that way. We should learn the basic knowledge of life and react to it in our personal way. Hopefully, along with this basic knowledge, we develop a sense of choice, good choice. Right? So the fact that we are in a de-anadamani time, and wherever we grow up, like for example, I grow up in Jamaica, right? And since we are coming up in the same AD Anadamani era, now going 2021 years now, we just come along the other day. There are a lot of people who come and gone before us and leave society in the state that we are in today. We have matured into this AD Christ era until we are rotten spoil and we don't know anything that we are supposed to know. Besides, you go to school, learn to read and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people right now, I can tell you, because of the what I would call it, because the civilized world is being spat upon, disdain, and abandoned, the civilized human life is trash. Civility, the knowledge of civility is still in the world, on the planet Earth. But who is being benefited by it? Only little consciousness that people are benefited by, or say a little civilized knowledge. you know, we are running on E, empty, like the tank is like going out. We don't have enough gas to fuel civility. So things have happened, and when we don't read, we don't know. Like, for example, church wasn't here all along, and it just came in, and who brought in the establishment of the church? Do you know? Chances are, you don't know anything about that. But shouldn't you know? Yes, of course. And by you not knowing, the problem is you don't think that something is wrong because you don't know. Because you think perfection is in what you're thinking. And that's not the truth at all. And so, how are you going to manage with what I am saying? When you think that what your conviction is true. And you haven't read anything about the world and where you're coming from. You don't read anything about the BC before Christ. You don't read anything about that. All right. I like to talk these basic things because it allows someone who thinks and ponder things to see something to think about personally, you know, without to talk to anybody. When you think on issues, you think it to yourself. I mean, the context of issues I'm talking about. You know, it's about educating yourself and relying on your ability to build good judgment of distinction and of a view of things based on your own judgment. And if you don't have that, you know, things just don't go right. So I say, call me 347-850-1358 if you like. There are too many things that we don't know that's very crucially important, and we don't care. And the reason why we don't care, I cannot blame anyone who happens to not know. You grow up with parents who are Christian and many churches around you, and you're really not around anybody except like you're listening to me. And since I come out from the church in there from a boy at age 7, and you have got to just know, I was not a precocious child at all, right? And it took me years of thinking since I turned adult. I remember my development and did not, you know what? I was going to say, well, you know, never dream of certain things, you know, that I come to understand today. But it drives me to remember a couple dreams I have. I may not be able to tell you all. I mean, tell you them, all of them. But I dreamt when I was very young boy. it's more than just. A few, right? It's more than two, right? I had, let's say, two of the dreams that I had. One is, I think a lot of people have dream like this, a dream of flying. Yes, well, I too dreamt of flying. And My dream is simple to understand, not big and long or complicated, is that I dreamt a few times. And that is when I am up into my adult age, maybe I would say 60 or so. You know, I was about in my 60s when I had this dream I'm going to tell you about. My state of mind at that time when I'm in my 60s, is I've been a thinker. I am always thinking. My conviction is to be a good person, so I dedicate myself to be truthful, be honest, be nice to people and everything. That's the state of mind, because then I was always, you know, I mean, walking on the treadmill of the psychological treadmill. I'm thinking about the world that I live in, and of course, things that I want to see spiritual dimensions of life. So I was always thinking of you know, the cosmos, thinking of what is out there, you know, above our heads. All right. So I think of purity. I mean, it became the basis or the foundation of my thinking. Think about a pure mind and good deeds and stuff like that. All right. So what I dreamt at that time, from that mindset, was that I am trying to fly. And the flying, it represents the way I am living, because I am trying to find knowledge, and of course, I didn't have a way to get to plug into something and that would elevate me, right? So I didn't have that. Apart from, I read the Bible and I talk a lot about the Bible and things like that, but it wasn't generating advanced knowledge to me. It was not enough, right? Now I can understand why it wasn't enough. It was not a good book to read to make you know what civilization is. Because the Bible is definitely not a civilized book, I can tell you that. And you may not agree, but I can tell you that the Roman Catholic them, they are the ones who, you know, Constantine in Iznik, Turkey, who bring up the Bible, right? Who, you know, they are the people who fashion the Bible and make up the story about Adam and Eve in a garden. That's not a story, you know. It's a fictional thing. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you about my dream, and tell you that the Bible is not a good book. So reason why I wasn't developing any more than I have done over like half a century is this. The people who write the Bible and establish the church are the Roman Catholic white people. And we don't know where those people come from. I mean, if anybody know, sorry, if anybody listening to me happen to know where the white people originate from, and how they come to be who they are today, I would like to hear it. I'll come up here and call me and give a little narration on what you know. So I was dreaming occasionally that I made attempts to fly. And that part of the dream, it wasn't making much of a sense to me. Right? Because I'm not doing anything associated with, you know, flying or nothing. I flew in an airplane at that time, maybe twice or maybe a few more times. Maybe 4 or 5 times, could be. But dreaming about my flying is like, it's like I have on my, you know, my clothing, and I would just, I mean, push myself upward, you know, with my hands stretched out, and I'm trying to see if I can get airborne, but it never happened. The time that I flew, it happened a few times when I dreamt I'm flying, but it is I don't fly as good as a duck flies, because you know ducks rarely fly a good distance. So I would be flying at the altitude ducks fly, as far as I observe. They don't fly too high, not even as high as the owl. I don't see ducks fly. Right? So I realized that I cannot maintain altitude when I'm flying, and you know, I might just drop at any place. All right. So you understand that kind of a dysfunctional flying that I'm describing, right? All right. So it's basically just that for quite the sessions that I flew. And then there come the last time, and the flight was the nicest I have experienced. So it's like you have to interpret what this dream is really telling me, because those flights that I flew before, I never fly as high as the OSTAP, right? So this time, which is the last time I dreamt I was flying. And what was it like? Oh, I was like in a little spaceship. You know, a little spacecraft. And I was flying maybe 40,000 feet. 40,000 feet. High in the skies. But it was like coming on to morning, coming on to daylight. It was still kind of a dark. And up there where I was kind of foggy. I was just, you know, flying through the air and feel very good, because there was nothing like I was struggling to fly. No, it's like I was in a little, you know, like a little jet, you know, and cruising, you know. However, I only see myself flying in that flight. And it was like, I couldn't see the ground. I should be able to see, but it's like, it was too misty. You see, I couldn't see the ground at all. But I assess, I was probably like 40,000 feet up there. And that's it. That's the dream right there. I didn't get to see nothing more besides I was flying. All right. Now, what I think about that, why didn't I dream more flying from that time? Now, think about what it was before. I don't know if it's like maybe 4, 5, 6 times I may have dreamt I'm trying to fly. And then this last time I dreamt I was really fly. Not a problem. It's like I passed the flight test, right? So what I'm asking the question now and pondering, why didn't I dream again that I'm flying? And my view is, remember I said what the pattern of my mind is and how I think all the time and what I am thinking about. I want to go further with knowledge about life, the world and stuff like that. And, you know, and I wasn't really making any good grade except that I was reading and I was discovering and enrich my judgment and my, you know, my pursuit to the quality type of thinking I would like to be thinking, the kind of things I would like to be thinking and the way I would like to feel, you know, above some of the feelings that attend me time after time. I want to get beyond that. All right. So anyway, I think it's a dream that is showing me the kind of person I am and rewarding me with my way of thinking. So that from there on, I'll able to cruise. You know, I won't have no problem like what I used to have, you know, fumble around with this and that when it comes to issues and stuff. But is that I get to a point where I can easily get to where I am going. So I'm cruising now. I don't have problem with thinking and resolve things. I mean, I'm not talking about going to school and go learn some stuff. That's not it. It's common thinking that we as people are to have and know to maneuver ourselves by having good judgment, having good conscience, and develop that type of knowledge, right? So that's what I thought that I was doing so well. I can go any, you know, go into any venture of thought that I want. Nobody's going to bother me in, you know, in fixing things in the way, you know, words instruct us to carry on things, you know, to help myself, elevate myself, and also make other people happy too. I'll have something good to tell people too. All right, so that is one of the dreams that I had. Now, there is another dream that I had. when I was much younger, oh, when I was I was very young, I can't even remember now exactly how young I was, but in general, I know, like I could tell you when I was about 60, I can tell you now that, no, I was very young, young boy, when I had that other dream worthwhile talking about, because I know I dreamt some other dreams, but, you know, they don't fit into the context of what I'm talking about right now. I dreamt that I had like a, it's not like an octopus, but, you know, maybe the closest thing. Because this was something like somebody a silicone type of a blanket, and I was covered over with this silicone blanket. You know, it's just like you pour a thick lava molasses over me and cover me up underneath there, and I was trying to get out. I used my two arms like to back this stuff off of me. And I was having a hard time to get out from under it. And the dream ended with me trying to get out from under this thing, you know? And what could that mean? what a dream like that mean? Well, I have my own interpretation of that. Maybe some other day, I'll tell. I'll tell you the other one. This one, I'll tell some other time. may sound ridiculous when I tell, but I am intrigued by it, though. I'm intrigued by it. When I tell, you will know exactly what I think about that dream, right? But to me, it portend something in my life. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, right? And I'll say this. Whatever I say to anybody, it's a personal thing. We are not going to get anywhere unless we become personal with ourselves, which means what we are doing with ourselves. Are we trying to develop our spiritual power, or we just want to like go to church and sing songs and stuff like that? Going to church is not a good thing. Sure, not a good thing. Based on what I read, the world that we are in is not a Bible world that we are in, because the Bible is not telling us anything that is going to help us. The Bible is not advancing our knowledge, not when it is telling you lies. And I get to know the reason why the Bible was written. And it is a very, very deep and a very, what am I to say? You know, it's lies. Foundational lies about Adam and Eve in a garden and a spirit God who make these two people. When I say to people that the Bible is the worst book, That doesn't mean that some good things not in the Bible, but it's surely not in Genesis creation story. For real. And the world that we are in is not a world that require us to believe in anything. Now, you think about what is going on inside of you. And when somebody tell you something that you don't know about, and let's say they want you to do something along that line that you don't know anything, you can only use your judgment and kind of imagine what it is like, but you don't know the facts. Like, the Bible is not a book of fact. Genesis is not a book of fact. And remember, half a century, from age 7 till I am over 50, the Bible was the only thing I know that makes sense or of eternal value. But when I been through a more serious thinking as concerning words and what are the issues and how do I react to it, let's say things with my life, what do I do when I read something that instructs me on something that is different than what I had believed in, right? Because what do I get out of what I believe? I read something else like nonfiction, you know, reality, and then go into history itself. And knowing that history is a record of the past. When you go into this world history textbook and you read where human existence coming from, if that is not the truth, then do you expect that the Bible is telling you the truth? Now, if the Bible is telling you the truth, you can't just say, I believe it. And, you know, just go to bed and hope in eternity like that. No. There are too many things in the world. And there are different ways in which to understand things. Things that you observe and things the Bible say. Does it match? You know, if you believe it and it doesn't match. You know, and if you never get to the point where you begin to think that, okay, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and in 6 days he made the world, and in the seventh day, and say he and his son, you know, create the heaven and the earth. You go from back in Proverbs, come to the St. John, you know, in the New Testament, and you get collaboration of Old and New Testament talking about God and Jesus. And more things to think about what the Bible says is that Jesus was ordained before the foundation of the world. Right? So that means that the God is Father who beget him was doing things before he was begotten, right? Because if he were ordained before the foundation of the world, nonetheless, you could say, well, then his Father foreknew that he was going to beget the Son, and the Son would play a certain role in what he does. Well, it can be interpreted that way. All right. But let's say, whichever way you interpret that, God and his Son Jesus that he begot were now working on the project of the earth and heaven, right?
He was ordained, and he was, another word, he was predestined and ordained to come and die for the sins of people. Now, look at what all of that is saying. Pre-foreordained before the creation of the world and the heavens. All right? So, we're dealing with pure perfection. If that's the case, we're these two perfect character, just hold it there because I would like to describe what those two characters are, but I don't want to spoil what I'm saying, right? I want to turn you up. So let me tell you it just straight on normal first, then I can say whatever I didn't say when I'm done. All right. If as long as the Bible is telling the truth about God and Jesus and the foreordination of Christ coming to die for people's sin, then we need to look at the foreknowledge of Christ and his Father when they come to our back then before the foundation of the world, since Jesus is going to come and die for our sins, and God was thinking about that before him and his Son make heaven and earth. Okay? You think about that. Now, what did they plan on making Adam and Eve? Did they have a biological body that they can control? Or God and Jesus make up Adam and Eve exactly the way they wanted before the actual creation? What we are reading in the Bible is only the creation in Genesis. But when you go into Proverbs and come to St. John, you're getting the predestined and the perfection of the what they pre-planned to make the creation, like what in the Garden of Eden. Now, did they make Adam and Eve perfect beings, since all of the organs, a man with, you know, testicles with, you know, a man to bring children in the woman's womb, right? And this woman have a different organ, a vagina. Now, did all of that perfect? Did they make it perfect? No, use your common sense, because that's all we have then, right? If nothing else, we have common sense. What is it that comes together in what the Bible says about the preordination of God's Son by God and the actual creation of what they pre-planned before they do it? A perfect creation, like everything else that you would say God and Christ make perfect. So, now you're lacking because of the word, the verbiage that the Bible gives us. We are lacking to decide, because if we're going to interpret the Bible, we better be interpreting it whether or not it proves that God and Jesus are perfect characters. We know they never exist as real people, but they are characters, right? And we have to, like, use the character when we don't have anything else, because that's the only way common sense works. We are reading the creation of what God pre-planned, he and his Son. Now, what you read about what God told Adam and Eve in the garden, what they are not to do, sound like a perfect God talking? All right, well, along the way, when it said, don't eat of this, don't touch that, and all right, if you want to say, well, we can call that a perfect God. I talk to these people and I tell them what to do. All right. Indeed, when we talk to people today, people take your information, especially if you're working for a corporation or even for somebody, on any level, you're working and your boss is giving you instruction on what to do. Now, if on this level of life, of humanity, we say, since we are falling from grace, we say we are imperfect, right? So, in our imperfection here on earth then, when you as a boss give information to your helper, later on you come back and check upon what they do, you expect to get a perfect job done, right? That's why people are doing business. It's not for folks to mess up what you give them for now. So if we in our imperfect state can carry out a job as good as making a computer, and computer is a very, very intricate stuff, right? And a lot of people are taking courses and they know to design computer on other things, bring it to perfect product, marketable and everything. So we rely on the Bible as a dependable book. And God and Jesus created Adam and Eve. Why did they find it easy to forget what God said and go along with the talking serpent? If God make them perfect, they don't have any choice, because God make them with a body, and think about what the body consists of. Think about that. If you are relying on the Bible, no. I'm telling you things that don't fit the church. Because now I'm blazing the Bible. I'm burning up the Bible with my commentary. Okay? To prove that the Bible is a church book. It is not a before Christ book. It's not a polytheism book. It's not a religious book. And I'm having a hard time for people to communicate with me, because I am digging up your common sense and my common sense. And you can see that you're going to have a terrible, terrible experience trying to bend what I am saying. Because what I'm saying makes sense, on that the Bible, surely, in a creation story in Genesis, does not make any common sense. So who write it? Who is the talking serpent? Are the white people them, right? And then something happened in history some 12,000 years ago between African people and the white people. And if I was reading in the latter part of my aging, I wouldn't find out, but I am flying now. I am seeing when I read. I'm flying. I'm not trying to fly anymore. I am actually interpreting words, and if to be predestined and ordained, right? The intellect that foresees stuff before it happened. That's the way the character of a spirit God and his begotten son. That's the way they are. They don't make foolishness. They don't make error. If they are making these two people, they only know to make them perfect. Because we are looking at many animals out there. You go to Africa, animal kingdom, and you see all these beasts, animals. You see how they operate? With a whole bunch of intelligence, coordination and stuff like that. They fight and carry on all kind of antics and stuff like that. But you can't underestimate that those beings, look at the lions. And you see, it's like men have goatee and stuff like that, hair all over your pubic hair and stuff like that, different parts of your body. Right. I mean, who is it that plan all of that? Why are Christians making excuses and saying Adam and Eve was made with free will? What that has to do with them, with perfection of what God created? God creates the woman with a vagina, and not unless she wants to become a man, then she go and find a surgeon that try to make her as much as a man as she can get. Right? Now, but what I'm trying to say to you in the common understanding or identity of how things are made, and we say, praise God. You know, you eat an orange, you eat an avocado, you eat different kind of things. And let's say they are original. It's not what people in graph or not like that. We're talking about the fruits of the garden that only the gods can make. Not no spirit God now. The gods that brought down their creation chamber or something like that, and come to earth with all of the grains and different things and come and replenish the earth here. So what I'm trying to say to you, when I say the Bible is not a good book, and I'm talking about specifically the Genesis creation story about Adam and Eve and talking serpent and Adam and God, not Adam, it's going to be Abraham, and how Abraham was the first human being to find a spirit God out of the sky. Who write all that? Who write that? Now, how do we see any sense in that? But first of all, dealing with the biological part of the body, a female body and a male value. All that story that we are reading about the serpent come in, that don't sound like a story at all, because it's all these hard stuff that is thrown into the story. I mean, why should any civilized person believe those kinds of stuff? You mean, we want to go to heaven all that much? That's the reason why we believe something like that in the Bible? Because think about it. What is written in the Bible about what God said to Adam and Eve? No, make no sense. It clearly don't make no sense. And it clearly further makes no sense when they wrote two different forms of creation of Adam and Eve in the garden. Two different creation. One is that they wrote that God make the man first, right? And put him to till the garden, right? And whatever else, keep the flocks, name cattle and stuff like that. Now, so you tell me now, how is it that they go into the second chapter of Genesis and wrote something different, saying that God made the both of them simultaneously? So one of those things are right. You know, as they took it or extracted from real history, because they don't have no God or tell prophet, nothing for writing on the Bible. Nothing, no gospel. I prove nothing, no gospel. Right? You can prove it too for yourself. If you begin to read and see what they're writing. Now, why are we wasting time with going to church? We are wasting time going to church because what? Let's say we African people were shipped from Africa by the African government. They put us into ship. And, you know, let's say one of the ship name was Jesus too. One of the ship named Jesus ship. What I'm saying, all of these whole bunch of nonsense, we are reading in the Bible and believe it. And then we see white people take over black people and a rule over them. Why we, according to the World History textbook, came up in Africa 150,000 years to 200,000 years ago? Right? Why? And I think that I don't think it's 150,000 years ago. I think it's the 200,000 years ago. Because we have a metropolis right in South Africa, 200,000 years ago, where civilized people lived there before anybody else lived there. The gods, the civilized gods live over there. Twice the size of Texas, the Abzu of South Africa. Anybody can go there, except that these faggot white people don't want black people to go to their own place of birth, of creation. These white sodomite people, their AD and Adam and his fucking ass, that's what they use now to block, talk about their immigration. They don't want to give you pass to go there. Why? They don't want you to know the truth. And when I'm telling you about the Bible, you better take that serious. Because if I come to read and find out all these kind of a bungalow foolishness in the Bible, and I am telling you and you don't want to go read and to discover for yourself, then you're foolish. You need to find out for yourself. And go back to what I tell you. Now, those are just some of the things. Those are just some of the things that, you know, don't make no sense with what the Bible is saying and why people are getting deceived by it. You know, there's a whole lot more stuff that I find as no logical support for what they're saying. Because God in the Bible is a homosexual character. I'm going to talk about a spirit God. And that's what these white people do after they do all of their iniquity and ready to destroy the civilized world. That's what they do. We don't need nobody to write Bible and write about our creator and write all them old bunch of sloppy slackness of something that is totally uncivilized. And we go to church by the same people who make us slaves too, right? So if you so hungry to go to heaven and drink honey and walk on the street of gold, too bad for that. It is very important that we learn to read and not just say we have a university education, but to go to a seminary and learn about a spirit God, that's a sort of my trickery. These white people, why you think they're lying so much and keeping African people away from knowing that they are hybrid created by the gods, the Elohim? Why they don't want us to know that? You see what I mean? And why they come in with AD and Adam and A, Latin in the year of our Lord? Why they come in with that? And now that's what they have as law, making imperial colonialism. Where imperial colonialism come from? Where their power to exercise force hegemony on the African people? Where it come from? Are we able to see where we are coming from over the past 2,000 years? Where we have AD and Adamani, Christmas and Easter, Santa Claus and stuff like that? When are we going to find out that white people are coming from a sodomite culture where they lick out each other's ass and suck their fellatio? When are we going to find that out? When are we going to find out that there were no tornadoes here when they come here? I mean, 1620. When are we going to find that out? When are we going to find out that there were no violence, there were no criminality in America when they came here? When are we going to find that out? And what is going on now? Why, seven white bald men, whatever the ball or whatever it is, but no black people don't make no constitution. Except if not unless they had one before, because they were running a government here. The African people run a government because black people have always had government since the God left us here, because the government that they had, kingship, they taught us to rule. Okay? And everything we have as society, thing as a civilized, these sodomites learn it from us because they are Homo erectus. They never spoke for 1.5 million years. They never spoke. No language at all up in Europe. African people must learn this. Okay? If we don't learn something and we hold on to what we have got in the Holy Ghost as a Holy Ghost it's not a Holy Ghost. Anything they might tell you in the Bible is the opposite is true. It's not holy. It's an evil ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost really is. And why do you think there was Caesar Augustus in Palestine? Why there was a Caesar Augustus? Caesar Augustus, Constantine, the whole lock stock of these European people, the reason why African people are in the state we are in today is because when our ancestors leave Africa 100,000 years ago, according to the World History textbook, that's when they began from their Homo erectus interbreed with Neanderthals. At that state of mind they were in, right? Their interbreeding that they've been doing, they have discovered a long time that they have a deficit in development. They never liked their Homo erectus state. So they go after the Neanderthals, them, who never spoke language either, and they all only make stone tools. Neanderthal came from Homo sapiens, like we do. The difference between Neanderthals is that they are third degree humans, right? They can make stone tools too. And these sodomites, Europeans, go and interbreed with them. I mean, largely. It's not just a little of it they did. They went all out to interbreed up under them, right? So they get third humanity in their system. All right? So now it sets them up to interbreed with us as hybrid who have the God's blood inside of us. That's what these white people don't want African people to know. Because it happened so long and they had enough time to interbreed up and get all of these offspring that interbreed between them and us, just like you see Obama, from a white mother to an African man. But by now, Obama mother come from the interbreeding between us and them way back some 12,000 years ago. That's it. So Obama is one of them. Now, I mean, look at the situation that we cause on ourselves. Why they come and they are as so intelligent, right? You see white people so intelligent? It is because they interbreed with the African people. Today, they don't want to talk about it. They want it to appear like they are the first civilized people. Right? And we are here and going on like, we don't know anything, but you can't tell me that I don't know anything. You can't tell me that I don't know anything. If you want to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, well, it's up to you. I mean, can you prove it? I mean, I couldn't be talking the way I do and I didn't read and know something because I wasn't going to find anybody around because they done poison up all of our people long time. The good God will have to have mercy on us that our eye come open. Because no matter what you see white people do, they don't equal, the dumbest black people. Because they are trying hard to show the world that they are civilized, but they are faggots. And they are murderers. And they are the divider of the African people. You go to, Luanda. That country over there that they said Congo had something to do with the ethnic cleansing that they were going on in there, set the governments apart and the people is these same interbred white people looking at you and talking like, you know, they are one of us. So read well, and you will find out that they are not talking species. They evolved. 1.5 million years ago, they're in Europe. They never go anywhere. You see them now, they're everywhere. How did they do that? After 12,000 years of interbreeding with our people. Now, you hear them make up all kind of names now, and that is the reason why we Africans are messed up, because we are not reading with the mind to reform ourselves. It's like we don't know that we don't know what they do and what we have done that let down ourselves and why we now have taken a position of people who are lost and cannot be found. And you cannot tell that these white people are somebody who is way below African people, who are hybrid. They come and get some of the blood. And if we don't read and find out that's what happened, why we are screwed up, then they keep reigning over us. But no sooner than we wake up and find out, it's a different story. They don't have anything. You strip them of every dime that they have because they don't hold nothing. Okay? Let's go for it. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. And you know, this paper been out like about some 14 or so years ago. And you know, you don't know black people talk about it. And what does it say? It says something that is very much akin to what the Bible says about Caesar Augustus. We are reading a Bible about Caesar Augustus gave us, because they want to say Jews and Hebrew and stuff like that for us not to know, I mean, instantly that they're talking about us hybrid black people. So then call us black people. All right. So the thing is, we don't know anything because 12,000 years passed when these white people learned to read, and they interbreed first. They interbreed and get the Obama type of proto-Indo-European kind. But as you can see, Obama don't have anything sexual, the civilized people. So although he might interbreed brute beast, kill Gaddafi over there in Lebanon and everything, him and Hillary, Obama only look like him black. But Obama, I mean, don't want no pussy. Okay? Obama don't want no pussy. Obama want ass all. Or penis, okay, and drugs. Now we can't sit down and allow these white people come down on us like crows and eat our flesh and do anything they want to do with us. If we grab the worldly textbook, they will run from us. But no, we are drunk and we are not coming awakened at all, not in this century it appears, because we have a Bible reading it and talking about Jesus died for our sins, the amount of black people that talk about Jesus died for their sins, and them have college education and university education, and they still don't know nothing about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. They don't know nothing about that. And they don't know nothing about these white people going to Rome, stage a coup, and take over Rome from 509 BC. They don't know nothing about that either. You mean the most educated black people from Africa, all around the world, them don't know nothing. Black people don't know nothing. Them don't know because our ancestors go and go lay down with them. You see? And bring the old Obama type of people, them, into the world. Them have a lot of sense to do a lot of critical things. And that's why now they try to go up to Mars. To go populate Mars with them fucking ass up there too, and they get shot down. And in the meantime, they are spending out the trillions and trillions of dollars belongs to us, and we can't put hand on it. They are behaving like they were sent here to rule over us and all stuff like that. But here's the truth I'm telling you. The Bible is not as good as a piece of old cloth. Okay? The Bible is not like some damaged tablet somewhere when I tell you everything. The Bible is not like that. The Bible is poison. Okay? And when they talk about substituting our knowledge of history for this fucking Bible, what them writing from their irrelevant and uncivilized head, that them have. because they know to come here and talk about, you know, they're into everything money can buy. Steamship and jet planes and army and navy and all this kind of stuff. And we don't know where it comes from. It's ours. It is ours. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. You want to say that nobody else don't know about this but me? And if you read it, you won't understand what it's saying? Well, me understand what it's saying. I understand what it's saying. And me can read like most of the people out there. But yet still, look at reading me though, I can see what this is saying. This is the Catholic Church. And this is the Pope talking. And we get Christianity from them. Now, how much of us don't know that? The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass, St. Peter's Basilica. You know, I'm going to tell you this because maybe you never hear it before. But do you know, when I tell you about they went into Europe and staged a coup and overthrew the king, Lucius Tarquinius, Roman king, and begin to call themselves Romans, and take the military from that time and the dress code until today, they are known or maybe placed like they're extinct. Okay? Roman Republic. You see, they begin to diverse themselves so that we will never track them, but they're too late for that. They're too late. Tell these white people to go back and take all of these vagabonds and criminals that they bring to our territory. Get out. All they have done to get where they are is to kill African people. And you can stay there about the salvation and all this kind of stuff. These guys get all of those things about salvation and Jesus from fucking each other's ass. That's where they get their inspiration from. To talk about Jesus, you know, die on the cross and come from heaven and all this kind of stuff. None of those things are anywhere about telling a truth. Okay, and if you don't read and find out, you will thank them for Jesus. I'm telling you, my friend, I am so depressed about this, very depressed about this. So they go on to write and say this stuff about us, the amount of stuff that they do and say about African people. It's a pity that we don't realize. The Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past. You hear that? The church. The church. But the church never existed until 325 AD. Okay? So it was just about 300 years before they created the AD Anno Domini, the Sodomite AD Anno Domini that don't rest on anything civilized at all. Okay? But here we are, blind and drunk African people who don't even know that they are hybrid creation. So I'm telling you now, St. Peter's Basilica is the place in Rome where they overthrow our king. And then from thence, we find out something went wrong because they must have threatened Africa, African government, that they will kill them. Why from is nothing these sodomites do to African people, Africa have anything to say. Even when they go into Africa and kill Gaddafi, Africa has no tongue. Now, you want to tell me all the time, with the king being overthrown in Rome and Gaddafi being killed and all that they are interfering with African countries and destabilize the African people. You mean, why is it that African Union has nothing to say? I mean, black people can be that worthless? We have kingship government. Long before these sodomites come here and about them, I can't talk. They never spoke for almost 2 million years. And yet still we cannot see what they do. What our ancestors did. Their mistake, their error, they went abroad. And these white nasty people, I mean, almost erectus people. After their exploitation, they can talk now because they see Obama and can talk. Now, how did they not talk before? How could they only make stone tools? And now they want to make you think when they come with bronze, iron, gun, and all these kind of stuff, like they make those things. They never did. White fucking ass people didn't make brands. They began to destroy the Bronze Age that we were creating, these sodomite white people. But the most treacherous, one of the most treacherous knowledge that we don't know, we're supposed to, is the interbreeding. But you can see what I'm saying is not nowhere far from you, I mean, understanding what has happened. Because there is Obama. I can tell you now that they say he has a white mother with a Kenya black man. Come on. Now, does Obama talk like he's a normal black person? Yes.
But he must have the might.
He must have the might that him have to turn a man into a woman to fool the rest of us, say, Michelle, a woman. And him have 2 girl children. And even though the thing come out, black people don't care nothing about that. You see what I mean? That Obama is there and they take him as a black man and all there is to it. Everything is okay for black people. Because black people bewitch us and only a trickle of us is finding out what happened. Because they take their seat, they're not going anywhere unless we do something to get them out. I'm telling the truth and tell you like it is. They don't have nothing at all that is there. They're wasting their time, and the day of judgment will come when they all get, you know, dissolved because they don't worth anything. White people don't worth anything that is civilized. And they come and they're taking over the civilized world. And we have nothing to say. I have a lot to say, and so let it be. All right. Now, you know, it is so sickening that I read the World Institute textbook and I see this thing in there. And black people are running to be senators under this faggot white people then, because everything is over now, like the fat lady sing for them. You know? They're not seeing. These people have nothing to do with African territory or African wealth, but they take it over. That's why you see Africa is full of a Christianity now. How? And how could they take us and put us in a ship and give these white, I mean, fucking ass white people and turn we into idiots? How could they do that? Until, I mean, over 2,600 years ago. And Africa does nothing. And you don't hear nobody talk about Africa at all. I never hear a soul say anything negative about Africa. And look at the little tiny fragment of white people sacking it to us. And we just want food to eat and fuck ass and stuff like that. And later on, they come in to make you drop your jaws and they're going to fuck your ass too. Okay? Because if we don't do anything, that's what they are coming to do next. Them up the line place from 1220 AD, and we are still sitting here like, oh, eating fried chicken. And we don't care about our possession, who created us. No, because you're created by a spirit god in a garden can never be found. And the histories they're telling us, and we don't care, because they are, you know, using all the pressure and AD Anna Domini. All we need to do is kick AD Anna Domini out. And the world will be free. There is no such a thing called AD Anna Domini. I mean, all these stinking ass, what are they doing in our territory? How we allow them in there? Because our ancestors go fuck with them and bring Obama down here. Kick the bucket. Kick the bucket.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start
Sodomy white man named itself Roman, and its emperors gods. The reason? Why do they call their emperors gods? Hey, you may be thinking that I'm just talking this stuff. No, it comes from the World History Textbook, National Geographic, the big volume textbook. That's where the information comes from. And you know what? Could not be lying, because there's just no way these sodomite white people would write a lie that goes up against them. They write lies that goes up against the African people. And they did such a job on it. It is so surprising to me that my parents didn't find out nothing about this. And not just my parents alone, but the pastor of my church. None of them that I passed through don't seem to know anything, because I don't hear them talk anything that to protect us from these sodomite white people. They'd rather take our money from us and give it to them. You see? All right. So you think about what these white people have done in the past to get where they are. They find a way to do it to us and then talk about the talking serpent. And white people, it's definitely the talking serpent in the Bible. There's no where else for talking serpent to come from. They are, okay? And the Bible is full of codes about Jesus and God and all that. None of them think creation. None of those things. You call me and talk to me and see if you can get me to be convinced that these things are true about God and Jesus Christ and a devil fall down from earth. I have every linguistic bullet to blast any kind of reasoning that don't come from the book. You have to come from the Bible. And when the Bible contradicts itself and you don't know, I'm going to make you know. You don't understand what the word is saying, right? But get the etymology on the dictionary, and you'll find out what those words are really saying. You just believing and not in the knowing at all. Well, I went through that. I really went through that. So now I'm talking. I'm saying, well, you know, if it's not meaning anything to you, with me, who come out of that stuff, I'm gonna tell you about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. When you read it, you just put that down. You don't have nothing to do with it. You got church still. You don't think that is something for you to get to understand. You know? But once these white people fix you up with the convicts and concave lies, you can't unravel them, because you're not into the word understanding. You're into believing. And believing ain't doing nothing for you. All right, let's go on with the rest of this. When do you know the difference of history definition opposed to myths? Do you know the difference between history and myths? Do you? I can assure you a whole bunch of people don't know zinc here. But, my friends, if you want to enrich your life, you will have to get to know words because words are always interacting with situations. You need to get knowledge of the situation that words are talking about and stop believing nonsense. This word confusion began with uncivilized erectus of 1.5 million years ago. They are the ones who start all this nonsense. Yes? Yes? This word confusion that we're going through here, I'm telling you, man, it's 1.5 million years ago, these European erectors, white people, have deviated from breeding in their exclusive species are criminals that rise to sense that made stone tools. That's all they make. And likely learned to do so when they widely miscegenation with the Neanderthals, who were on high, who were on higher class of humanity. History shows. Yes, history shows that none of those spoke a language and couldn't do Bronze Age civilized artisan trade. They couldn't. Things changed 12,000 years later when erectus also, as history shows, that they miscegenation with the Elohim creation of the anatomic hybrid human beings. That's what changed. They interbreed with Neanderthals and the anatomic hybrid human being. This was what allowed them to speak. They couldn't talk unless they interbreed with the African hybrid people. They get blood in them that make them talk. Okay? And learned artisan skills. You see the amount of stuff that they can do? But if you don't look and see that they were in Europe almost 2 million years and could only make stone tools and light a fire. I mean, these are the people who come here now and say they possess everything we have everywhere. They go everywhere and kill us and take over what we have. The reason why that happened, it is because our ancestors step out of the way and go fuck with them. And I don't know what they did, because I don't see our people go to them to get fucked from them. They wanted it, and that's what they get. And see what we get. You see? And you see how they write the Bible? Like, it's really sin. We sin against against this the Bible God too. But you see how they write it? We will never understand unless we get serious and read for real. Okay? And that they do with us, man. Give us the Bible, man, and sack it to us. We don't know nothing. Right? We deny the real historic truth about us and follow the Bible and Jesus and all this kind of stuff. And the very character of Jesus and his father is fiction. It is all fiction. And you believe, you think that believing in it gets you into heaven. I'll get you nowhere. This was what allowed them to speak and learn artisan skills. That was and is the talking serpent. Right? They are the talking serpent. Them same one. So they come and learn for talk and can be so they can, you know, write these kind of a story that are not true. Is our blood doing it? Our people who go there and go fuck with them. They are the talking serpent seen in the uncertified Bible book of Genesis. That's what you read in a Genesis. And these slacker, nasty, you know, I mean, criminal inquisition, they're the ones that do it, man. Ain't no serpent nothing anywhere. But we could sense that. It doesn't make any sense, but you see, we don't have anything else to believe or hold on to, so I accept that. But now it is coming out very clear, as I'm pointing out. There are the white people there, and don't you see they swarm us and take away everything from us? All right, until we find out, like I do. Yes? So when I tell you that Genesis is not something good, you think I'm joking. I'm not joking. So it goes on. Now, that they have overthrown civility. They almost overthrow all of us. All of civilization. It's not that it is actually overthrown, but who is performing kingship? Performing the government kingship that is to protect the world. Because these white people have been benefited by kingship. But they come on about AD and Adamani. Because they want the world to be sodomite. You see? Because while you're reading about Jesus and die on the cross, nothing goes so. Not a single thing go like that. Nothing that you read in the Bible about Adam and Eve and God is true. Nothing at all. Now, that they have overthrown almost civility in ways that Africa has taken the position of dereliction of kingship government duty. And so opens the door for sodomy to control orderly societal political services. Thus, sodomy, Europe, white men function by uncivilized, invalidated system called AD Anadamani by Latin in the year of our Lord. Therefore, all Africans' domains are given, yes,
all African domains. Are given up by Africa to Europe, sodomites, erectus, to, yes, to linguistic, yes, linguistic, A and E, and to linguistic that destroy the natural mental state of the ivory people, and to lower civilized life perception. This is what it does to us. And one of the methods in doing so is by using words improperly. Tell people that they don't want to hear that. Take a good note of the illustrations. History definition is record of the past of people and their doings in life. No myth. No myths able to be twisted. It says, right? So history definition is record of the past of people and their doing in life. No myths able to be twisted. God's God's given by prophecy. See? All right, so this is saying that you cannot no myths able to be twisted. God's given prophecy. What? No, God gave prehistory. God gave prehistory. We don't need to read a Bible that the faggot white people and write that enable them to take away everything we have, put on top of the miscegenation that first took place. Gay men want to be gods. A traditional story, especially one concerning the early history of a people, are explaining some natural or social phenomena, and typically involving supernatural beings or events. Ancient Celtic myths. The thing is, in this AD Anno Domini period, what we have is these people who say they are ruling the world with AD Anno Domini now, the old bucket of filth. Black people cannot find out that these folks have taken over all of the civilized things that belong to us, education and stuff like that. They must go to Europe. Go put up university, not in our territory, right? So AD Anno Domini, where them have a do it, I am telling you, there is no authority. It is no authority to come into African territory, and they are to be prosecuted.
You see what I mean? Because they are just the Inquisition that used 1220 AD tribunal, legislation to destroy African people. And that's what they have today, the same AD Anno Domini. And you tell me that black people don't care nothing about that? These people can come and kill you any given day. Okay? But you see, they have a lot of problem because they are pretending to be like they are like they are civilized people. And writing and doing all kind of things to make us forget who we are. And they succeed so far that we don't realize we are just away from total devastation. What we have right now is an opportunity to see what these faggots are doing while they leave there in indigenous place of birth and come and take over every single thing where we have. You think they could come and take away where we have if they did not miscegenate and create a breed of people like Obama that can, turn us into further idiots? So look here. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you get something to think about, and we'll see you hopefully at the next edition, okay?
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know